You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Mary Child, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $18.8 billion. That's how much Citigroup had in second quarter revenue. The bank's results reported on Monday exceeded analyst expectations. Some of that outperformance came from a profit from the bank's investment in Tradeweb, an electronic trading platform that went public in April. Citigroup also confirmed that the Federal Reserve had approved its plan to pay out $21.5 billion to investors in dividends and buybacks over the next 12 months. Citigroup was the first big bank to report earnings this week, with J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs due to report their results today. The next number up is 14%. That's the percentage of Netflix users who say they share their password with someone outside of their household, a recent survey found. That rate of password sharing is much higher than for other streaming services. Hulu is 11% and Amazon Prime Video just 6%. And an analyst from MoffettNathanson, the research firm behind the survey, says that could be an issue for Netflix. But it could also be an opportunity. If the company made password sharing harder, it could increase the number of paying subscribers. Our last number is 11%. That's how far shares of the security software company Symantec fell on Monday. The sharp decline followed reports that the company's merger talks with chipmaker Broadcom had collapsed. Almost 2 weeks ago, Bloomberg reported that Broadcom was in, quote, advanced talks to buy Symantec. Such a deal would represent an expansion of Broadcom's ambitions in enterprise software. In 2018, Broadcom acquired the enterprise software company CA Technologies for close to $19 billion. But on Monday, CNBC reported that Symantec wanted at least $28 a share and that Broadcom declined to pay that much. Neither company has commented publicly about the talks. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, July 16th. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.